It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Brought to you in part by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike, Mindell, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Swing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indes.
Good morning. We're back. Okay. Turbo, we're set?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're set. Relatively slow weekend in sports, but we still got stuff to talk about right here in Bayou Sports on beautiful Main Street in New Iberia, right next to Victor's Cafeteria. Going to add LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Grittick Electrical and General Services, to our sponsor list. Turbo,
I'm here.
Catholic High, Newman, you were there.
I was.
Looked like the Panthers, for two quarters, battled pretty tough, played good defense, kept it within striking distance.
Yeah, the difference early after Coach Livingston from Newman, Catholic High was crashing the boards, offensively and defensively, to negate their height.
Mm-hmm.
And what was happening, Livingston saw that taking place so late in the first quarter, early in the second. He was sneaking one of his guards about to half court.
And kind of snowbirding?
Yeah. And as Newman would get the rebound, it would be one quick pass, outlet pass to somebody out up near half court, then boom. And a lot of their points were off layups. I mean,
with any dunks, any exciting
dunks?
One dunk in the game.
Yeah, about, and those 6'8 and 6'7 kids were both freshmen. One was Jack and the Beanstalk. He was skinny, probably 6'8, 185 pounds, 80 pounds. And the other one was 6'7, probably 200 pounds.
I did see Little Arch pitched in 12 points.
He did. That he did. And he's thicker than I thought.
Oh, no. He's a good-looking cat.
For a 16-year-old.
Every bit of 6'3 from what, what I've been
200
told.
200 pounds, too.
Yeah.
And Randall and he were the two inside people that, you know, Russell Davis was kept quite busy. He and Luke Lisard, and their physicalness was the difference inside.
Mm-hmm.
They hit 1-3. That's it in the whole game.
Newman.
That's it.
Now, were they attempting many threes?
No.
Or? Okay,
no.
So that isn't what they do.
No, they try to get the ball inside, get you in foul trouble, and they're all right free throw shooters.
Funny take after that, Coach, because Randy Livingston, relative to the type of player he really was a pretty poor shooter.
He was never
a great shooter. No, he was a slasher, disher, you know, that kind of guy.
But and they
had a relatively awkward-looking shot.
And basically, they were a good passing team. They hit a lot of inside passes that hit open men inside. I was impressed with their ability. But as for a good defensive team, can hang with them, though.
We're good. Well, we've got a couple other area teams that are still in there. We'll push that to another segment. Going to talk a little more college baseball, softball. But let's talk about what we got coming up this week, just to give everybody a little heads up. Well, we've got Theo Sleiman, head golf coach of the Cajuns. He's supposed to be coming in any second now and talking a little Cajuns golf and also a little Louisiana Open golf. Which is this week. We've got Danny Jones, who is the director of the Louisiana Open. He's going to be in tomorrow talking a little about what's going to be happening at LT. Wednesday, fired up, George LaFrance. If you remember that name.
The Arena Football, huh?
Arena Football.
MVP.
Multiple.
That's right.
MVP. Living in Arizona now. Don't want to give away too much on that one, but we've got George that'll be calling in from Arizona. Just a legendary player that's going on to do very well for himself in future life. We've also got Andrew Madden that's going to be on later this week, the head baseball coach of Delcom. Looks like Delcom's going to be one of those teams that's going to have an effect on District 7AA, along with Lorville Ascension and Catholic High. And last but not least, one of those aforementioned teams, Rob Segura of Lorville. He'll be on to talk a little Lorville baseball and let us know what's going on with them. I know they're off to a hot start this season. So backstroking a little bit, let's talk UL LSU baseball. Not great weekends for either squad. I know my brother Joey, I talked to him yesterday. They were actually leaving the last of the three-game set with Oral Roberts. It's funny because Joey's wife, Renee, she's the baseball fan. Joey,
Oh,
he can't stand going to baseball games.
Oh, well.
It kills him. He's just, it's just not his deal.
He's got a hot dog and peanut, peanut it up.
You know, they actually left the game when LSU was up 1-0 in the seventh inning, which they did not hold on to that lead. So Oral Roberts begins with a 22-7, just trouncing of the
Tigers.
That's
unbelievable. I saw that score and I was just shaking my head.
LSU comes back. And this is weekend pitching. This isn't, you know, playing Northwestern and you're just trying to find guys. Or at least.
But I want to tell you a little something about baseball. Most good coaches are going to put kids that are inexperienced college pitchers in situations early in the year to see what they can do. And that and people get all mad. Why are we not throwing so-and-so?
But I will say LSU started. They started their dudes.
Yeah, sure.
Now, I know they're on pitch counts. I do realize they're on pitch counts.
75, 85, yeah. 90 maybe.
But they started their dudes. And the second game, win 12-0. This is, in my opinion, and does Maneri care what my opinion is? Absolutely not. But I'm going to throw it out there. So Maneri has been doing these YouTube press conference, whatever, Zoom press conferences that end up on YouTube. And I get the fact that he is trying to spread a perception, just like you just said. So after the 22-7 loss, he's very dismissive about it. And I think I use the word moderation all the time. I do understand that you don't want to come out and just say, we were terrible, we got to get better, you know. But he's does a 180 of that, and he's just very dismissive about, oh, it's early in the year, we're trying out pitching. And that's not what the fans want to hear. And you know what? Eventually, those fans do mean something. They do. They're the taxpayers. They pay your salary. They do what they got to do. So with that being said, I think that he could be a little more fan-friendly, let people know that, hey, we don't like getting beat 22-7 by Oral Roberts. That's just not something that we're going to tolerate here, and we're going to fix it. But, again, Maneri has been accused of being a little aloof. You know, I guarantee you, my man, the late, great Tony Robichaux, he never talked like that.
No.
Tony Robichaux's teams got their butt whipped. He was going to come out and say, we're embarrassed. We're gonna do our darndest not to let this happen again. He wasn't scared to put his guys out there and say, you know what, this is not tolerable. And in the long run, I think he was – I don't think, I know he was respected for it. You know, I think one of the most respected guys to ever do it, okay? Every now and then somebody will throw out something on social media, one of his little talks, whether it's his Johnny Fireball talk or whatever it is, and just – I don't know. I could do an entire show talking about Tony Robichaux.
Well, you could. Yeah, he great coach.
And a better human being. Cajuns. So Cajuns start out with a 5-2 win over Houston Baptist and come back and lose 6-4. So they split with Houston Baptist. Again, not a stellar weekend for the Cajuns, splitting with those guys. But
they didn't play Friday night?
I didn't. I've got those two.
I thought they did.
Yeah. So maybe it was a three-gamer. I've got those last two. Now the Lady Cajuns, they sweep Memphis. So they come back after struggling. Lady Cajun pitching has not been exactly what they were hoping for. Been giving up a lot of hits, a lot of runs. But they are 12-4. Take Memphis 7-2, 9-0. So moving more in the right direction for the Lady Cajuns right there in Lampson Park. Going back to high school, Catholic High. 0-5 going into the weekend. Disappointing loss to Westminster, but the other four losses, three of those coming to a juggernaut Acadiana High 5A squad. So now you jump from the frying pan to the grease. How does that one go?
Out of the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah, into the fire. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome. That was. I needed you to bail me on that one, Turbo.
That's fine. I appreciate it.
Okay. Edie White Cardinals, one of the top 4A, 3A, 4A over the years, jumped back and forth. They're three now. Baseball programs in the state over the last 20, 30 years, and again, are great this year. And the Panthers take two of three from the Cardinals, which was a big weekend. Had dinner with a bunch of excited Catholic High parents at Traps on Saturday night. Just big win for them. Nish goes to Morgan City and takes two of three in a Morgan City tournament, beating Morgan City High and Central Catholic. So Coach Llewellyn and his crew continuing to do extremely well. UL did win. Jeff's letting us know that. So they take two of three. And we've got... can't quite read this. I'm gonna get back to that.
Yeah, they took two or three from Houston Baptist.
Gotcha. 5-2-4-1-6-4. There we go. There we go.
Because we had a little rain.
UL basketball. Talked to Coach Marlin early. Actually, it was two Wednesdays ago. 73-84 lose to Georgia State. Not the way they wanted to end. But, boy, you feel for these guys in this COVID era. And hopefully we're getting past that. Coach Marlin always putting out a competitive team. Again, as we alluded to earlier, the all-time winning coach in Sun Belt Conference history. We'll talk more of that when we've got Eric Hite coming in on Wednesday. But just not a huge weekend, but with sports, not a lot going on. But, you know, there are some things coming up. We're going to talk about the golf tournament yesterday, which I really enjoyed watching. We had a great leaderboard, of course, at Bay Hill for Arnold Palmer's tournament. We got Theodore, the great. Okay.
It's Monday morning.
Yes, exactly.
That's your excuse.
Slimon. I was actually thinking Ray Simon hit me up this morning and wants to talk about the 1966 American Legion team.
State champs.
Is that true?
Yes. I'll give you the starting lineup.
Okay, so we might have to get Ray in here along with you to talk about that, because I tell everybody, I really appreciate all you folks out there that are reaching out to me and wanting to talk nostalgic things, because, again, the two, I'm going to come out here and we're going to talk about what happened this weekend. We're going to talk about Cajuns baseball. We're going to talk about Cajuns football, basketball, everything. LSU, we're going to do that, because I think it's important to talk about that. But I'm not stupid. I know that anybody can get that information anywhere. We're going to talk about it. We'll give you our input. What fires me up, what gets me up in the morning to come in, is to talk about New Iberia people, to talk about New Iberia kids, to talk about New Iberia coaches. And when I say that, I want to stretch that out to Lorville, Delcom, let's say Bayou area, and it's why we call it Bayou Sports. The purpose of this show, in my mind, is to highlight those people. And again, we're fired up to have a Cajuns golf coach here, but it's the fact that this is a New Iberia product that we have right here that's going to come in on the second segment and hopefully move into the third segment, because we're going to talk a little more golf. So anybody out there, and I'm going to throw this out there as well, I've said it before, if you've got nostalgic pictures, BrentIndest@Cox.net, all lowercase, BrentIndest@Cox.net, send me your pictures. It's so much fun on my Facebook page. I've struggled talking to my wife about it, about making a separate Bayou Sports page, but I've already got 3,200 followers on my page, and I don't know how that would translate. So I'm just going to leave it alone. It's going to be my own page / Bayou Sports. But when I get a picture, when Gary Joseph sends me these pictures of, of Evangeline Little League 1973, and Keith Waldman sends me these pictures. I got a great picture from Raymond Bernard the other day of Jude Desimo, who we're going to talk a lot about Jude on the anniversary of his passing. Just so much good stuff. So, again, BrentIndest@Cox.net. Send me those pictures. If you've got something that you think is worth talking about, send me that. I can't promise that we're going to act on every single thing that is sent. Of course, we have to go through it, and is it newsworthy? Is it this? But I guarantee you most of it we will. Because highlighting, one thing I'm realizing, Turbo, I don't care how good you were, whether you were an NFL guy, whether you were like George LaFrance, whether you were a MVP of arena football, those guys want to be remembered, and they should be remembered.
And it's a form of flattery to acknowledge them.
Yeah. Everybody, every now and then, likes to be affirmed, some more than others, but it's a strong word, affirmation, and that's what I love about this show. There's nothing, you know, coaching all my life, and I know Theo's going to nod when I say this, wonderful profession. It is absolutely rewarding, wonderful, but there's a lot of negativity involved. You got to deal with a lot of CRAP in coaching. I did it for 30 years. There's a lot of negative stuff. There's times when you got to pull a guy's scholarship. There's times when you got to discipline this guy. There's times when, okay, the coach is the only guy on campus that is going to be able to handle a situation. Coach, the whole sixth grade PE class, you need to go talk to those guys. And don't get me wrong, it was rewarding. I loved every minute of it. But what I'm doing now, along with sales in this show, it's nothing but affirming, man. It's nothing but positive. And it's fun. You know, it's just fun. Nothing negative. We're not talking about anything negative on this show. People have asked me, hey, Brent, are we going to talk about what's going on at LSU right now with all this less? No, I ain't talking about it. That's not what this show is about. This show is about positivity. It's about letting everybody know all the wonderful things we have to offer in the Bayou area.
Absolutely.
With that being said, again, not Theo Simon, it's Theo Sliman, the son of the great Teddy Sliman, who we all know is an integral part of Kane Radio. And he and I, we could just sit here and talk forever. My neighbor growing up, my youth compared to his father is his youth next to me. It's probably pretty close right there in relative age. But we'll be right back here at Kane Radio.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies, such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m., and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Kip Sonye. Friday, Beauty of Grey. Saturday is the rescheduled Mardi Gras brunch with Cajun Company Band at 10 and Basin Street Band at 2. And Sunday, it's Gerard Delafosse. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Okay, we're back and very excited to have, like I said, my neighbor growing up and also the head golf coach of the UL Raging Cajuns, Theo Sliman. Welcome, Theo.
Well, Coach, thanks for having me. It's pretty neat. It's been a while since I've been down Main Street, New Iberia, and it brings back some awesome memories.
Well, of course, right down the street, your grandfather, which is now the Sliman Theater.
Museum.
Museum. Okay. Amazing what – and just getting off track a little bit, just downtown New Iberia, the beauty of it. I got to throw out to our mayor, Freddie DeCourt, just all the wonderful things going on. Right here downtown, Church Alley, you know, the buildings, refurbishment, all the different things. So just an exciting time. Okay, Theo, let's first of all, quick question. How long has it been since you've been the head coach now?
Well, you referenced some gray hairs, and it's been – and you referenced earlier segment about coaching and the ups and downs of it. But, yeah, 12 – this is my 13th season. So
I was going to guess 10.
Well.
Okay, so, boy, time flies.
It does.
That is amazing. And I know you don't mind saying this. Again, I'll tell you what I guessed after you tell me. How old are you now?
41.
41. Okay, so he's still young. He's a baby.
Same age as my daughter.
He's a baby.
So is the difference between you and Pops?
Okay, so we're going to say 13 years and 54. No, actually, 16, there's a 16. Bigger. Yeah, there's, mm-hmm. yeah 16 about 16, 17. Yeah, 16, yeah. 17 yeah. years between you and your father. This is going to be for another show, but just to touch on where we grew up, and of course you were toward the end mm-hmm. of Iberia Country Club, but wouldn't trade growing up right there on Indes Street with what we had going on in our backyard for anything in the world.
No, and you know when you called for me to get on the show, a memory popped in. I was a kid. I was young, probably 10-ish. When by the closing of Iberia, but I vividly remember watching you hit shag balls, and I was this little bitty kid, and here's this big strong guy, you know, with a hitting shag balls right outside the pool area. That was kind of our driving range.
Absolutely, we number wore 9 out fairway,
hit down 9 fairway, and yeah, what a special place it was. Quite often, I think back from the time then. I was a little bit later than 10 because I do remember also working with Mr. John. On the maintenance crew,
mm-hmm.
who had one, he had lost his trigger finger. You remember Mr.
Yep.
John? And I was cutting greens at 12 years old. You couldn't do that today.
But, oh, yeah, because that's a pretty complicated piece of equipment.
Well, especially when it was the middle reel never stopped. So I could have lost the finger.
But listening to Harry sing while he was cutting the grass on the big track.
She got to go. Coach, she got to go.
And you know, the best hamburger ever.
Absolutely. Oh,
Miss,
Lord.
Miss Wendy.
Yes, yes. Just great, great times. You know, talking to Armin Schwing the other day, of course, one of our sponsors from Schwing Insurance, I believe Mr. Pierre is the main guy, of course, and Mr. Pierre just recently left us. But has, so now it's T. Pierre, a lot of the nostalgic stuff, a lot of the signs, a lot of those different things that actually I want to go take pictures of and post it. When I found out that it was shutting down, I immediately hightailed it. I believe I was living in Abbeville at the time, and I think I grabbed a bench. Mm-hmm. I think that was the one thing that was maybe left. I grabbed a bench, and I'm not sure where that is today, but yeah, just such a huge part of our lives growing up, and it just made it easy for our parents to raise kids.
Oh, absolutely.
It was an instant babysitter.
Yeah.
You know, you just throw them out there, go to the pool, go to the teen center, go to whatever.
You grow up fast on the golf course.
Absolutely.
I've learned that since the start of a year ago with the shutdown. You know, we're very fortunate. We built a very nice facility, which I was talking to Kenley Jones the other day. We need to get you.
Oh yeah,
need to get you over and see it.
You don't know how bad I not only need to get in there and see it, but maybe utilize some. My golf game right now is not where it needs to be. I'm donating every weekend, Theo.
Well, you're my guest. Come on, after we get through this Louisiana Classics, I'd love to have you over and show you.
Okay,
but, I want to put a plug in for the architect Nobby Longlene, who is my classmate at Casa College.
So we're talking architect of Iberia Country Club.
His
new facility.
Oakmont.
Yeah, and I did get a sneak peek.
I want to say about 3 years ago. I was at a tournament at Oakmont, yep. and I got a little sneak.
You got
peek.
A sneak peek, but you didn't get to play with the fun stuff. We just put a new simulator in.
Oh man,
it's incredible,
folks. And this is something. After the past, I've got my notes here. Facility. That's my next note. The Raging Cajuns, and I know this has a lot to do with the RCAF, all the different things, and you've had some very generous people ensure that your program mm-hmm. is second to none when it comes to technology, facility, which we all know, Oakmont, which is just a legendary facility. So why don't you expound a little on that of what you guys have going on over there?
No, we're very fortunate, you know, and the list is long on the supporters. I couldn't take a whole two shows to go through the whole list of supporters, but one being a New Iberia guy that lives out here at Squirrel Run, Mr. Ed Domain, big supporter of UL Raging Cajuns, and I heard Frank's earlier mm-hmm. in the intro, but the Mosing family. And we did. We were very fortunate to we built a state of the art, basically $1 million, two building, hitting facility and locker room and coach's office that rivals everybody in the Sun Belt for sure. And actually, we've had a couple transfers out of the SEC, and their exact words when we were recruiting them said, "Coach, this is just as good as what we had over at my previous school," which that's pretty awesome. And, mm-hmm. and the recruiting, which you know, it never stops. It has significantly elevated our recruiting. We're bringing in a much seasoned and strong recruit.
Let's talk about your current team, and what do we have to look forward to this spring? Things have gotten underway. Am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
So, yeah, we played a fall. We played a fall season. Mm-hmm. It looked a little different. Things are starting to get a little bit better. Back to normal, as we say, for the spring. We've competed once already. Unfortunately, we didn't get to go to Houston due to the ice storms that hit there. But to kind of run you through quickly, you know, for the listeners as well, that college golf is 5-count-4, just like high school, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. when you and I were playing high school golf. And you typically are paired with two other universities. Well, for the fall, to kind of keep you in your bubble, you played with your own teammates. And to be honest, it served a good purpose, I guess, but it's kind of like kissing your sister.
Oh, there's no doubt.
You know,
No. When you're not eyeing down somebody with a different color shirt on,
yep.
and with a different emblem on that shirt.
So the one good thing, it gave the coach an opportunity to watch all five of his players compete for 54 holes, because under the other format, you know, I'm jumping around from this guy for 6 holes, this guy for 6 holes, this guy for maybe 9 holes. So it gave me an opportunity to observe and critique, you know, all five for 54 holes, which was good. But we're out of that. We're moving forward. We're competing. You know, this whole COVID protocol has been a challenge as well, which testing every week. And you got, one week, you got three of your starters down. They can't go. And so hopefully now that this vaccine's out, we're somewhat of a herd. Maybe we won't, knock on wood, we won't have any more have to bench somebody for 2 weeks with quarantine.
Not that I want you to comment on this, but the first thing I think of, if I'm forced to play with my teammates, okay? And I'm looking. I'm just thinking side action. I got. And I know Teddy. I know Theodore can.
Coach, that's against the NCAA.
Okay, but I'm thinking side action. There's got to be some action going on.
Yeah.
Okay, and again, I don't want you to say anything.
A burger or malt.
Hey, look, man. I'm just thinking side action because anybody out there that's not a golfer, you know, golf. If you're not playing for a trophy or playing for a tournament win, it's just, especially when you've done it all your life, if you just don't play for funsies, it's just something you don't do. But anyway, moving
There's no
on.
No betting allowed in Bushwood.
There's no gambling at Bushwood, and I never slice.
Okay, before we go into the commercial, this is a question of mine that I probably could have Googled and found it out, but I remember when Tiger first broke in, and man, just the mass hysteria when people just really started following golf, kind of the same hysteria that Arnold and Jack brought in decades before. And I remember the first talk about there should be drug testing in golf. And I remember thinking, that's pretty stupid, okay? You know, it's such a fine hand-eye coordinated game. You know, I mean, whatever. Well, let's fast forward, and I'm watching Bryson DeChambeau, and I'm not accusing that guy of anything. I think, you know, it's just unfair the second somebody improves their body that all of a sudden you say the guy's on something. I'm not that guy, okay? But are there any professional or college, is there any drug testing going on in golf?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I wasn't aware. So the steroids, the whole deal, okay, and even at your level.
Oh yeah, we have random drug testing, just like you did with your time there with your players. Yep.
Okay, and it's going on the PGA level as well.
Yep, and I give you insight there that if you ever see a player take a leave of absence,
yeah,
typically it's a failed drug test. That the PGA Tour, being that it's run by the players, they're not going to announce it to try to keep the image of the golfer that you just said, hand-eye, upper class, whatever you want to call it. But yep.
But because, of course, there is a legitimate conversation going on of certain golf courses becoming obsolete due to how far everybody's hitting the ball. Now, of course, there's a question, is it the club? Is it the ball? Is it the player? I think it's a combination of all of those components. You know, the days of Craig Stadler being one of the top five players in the world.
Are you the walrus?
We're just not seeing that as much anymore. Don't get me wrong. You still do have kind of the big guys out there and whatnot, but you're just seeing these young guys that are pretty jacked up. And even if they're not jacked up, you know, you can just tell the power. Morikawa, who's not a big guy by any stretch, doesn't look like he's gone out of his way like Brooks Koepka.
That's what is truly amazing, Coach, is that, you know, we got guys on our team, 145 pounds, that are carrying the ball 295 at 145 pounds. You know, what Bryson did, I've been to Bay Hill and caddied, actually, for Craig Perks years ago, back when you were referencing Tiger, back when he was in his prime, and we actually got paired, which was pretty cool, in the group ahead of Tiger, which from a caddy standpoint was very challenging when you're trying to manage the crowd. But that number six, that par five that Bryson drove it to 50 yard, it's incredible. That's another level. But you know the length is great, but then we see what he did.
Yeah.
He missed the green with two wedges in his hands, which he won, but I'm sure had he lost, he would certainly take back those wedges versus the driver. But the length is just incredible. The speed.
Is a 400 yard drive within reason in years?
Well,
to
it's. I mean, he can answer that better, but it depends on the conditions. Relative downhill, wind.
I think. You know, you reference Craig Stadler back in what was Craig prime in the 80s?
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
The average shoe size was an 8.5. Maybe the average height was about 5'8" on the tour back then. Now you look at the average shoe size is about an 11, and the average height of a PGA Tour player is right around 6 foot. That's a significant, I think, just as humans, that's.
Yes.
But we're also seeing that this is a product of what you referenced from 20 years ago, Tiger.
Yeah.
That Tiger brought the athlete and made working out cool. You know, before you didn't work out on the tour. You know, a couple guys did, but
yep. you know. Oh, no, it was actually thought the same archaic thinking in baseball. It was that for years. Baseball players don't work out.
It's going to ruin your game.
Oh, yeah. It's going to ruin your swing. It's going to ruin your swing.
So to answer your question, and then we see the long drive guys. You know, a lot of those long drive guys were college players at a high level. You know, Kyle, whatever his name, Burke with the long hair, drawing a blank on his last name, played at North Texas, Berkshire, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys are carrying the ball 400, 420 yards, and they're controlling it, which is the scary thing. And so you dumb that down just a little bit, I could see the average, you know, expectation of 360 yards.
Well, I remember at Lakewood back in the 80s when they were playing the, the USF&G there, Davis Love was driving at 300, man. And I was watching some of these other pros going, man, my back would hurt if I'd swing that hard and hit it that far.
To watch it as close, if you've watched golf as close as a lot of us have, and to see that evolution, it's been crazy. We're not even done. We're not even close to being done with Theo right here. We're gonna keep him captive for at least another segment. We might even go into the last one unless he's got a run. So he's giving me the thumbs up. So we're good. So we're going to be right back right here, 367 1240 at Kane Radio.
It's a new year and new deals at Arsenal Ford. Right now, take $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Fusions.
$7,000 off.
Now that's a deal.
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation has been keeping Acadiana strong and healthy since 2003. We have the highest level of trained and licensed physical therapists who will customize a treatment plan to get you results. Plus, the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device. And we provide optimum care with both state-of-the-art equipment and drug-free techniques like dry needling and blood flow restriction therapy. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street, or call 365-5486.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Kip Sonier. Friday, Beauty of Gray. Saturday is the rescheduled Mardi Gras brunch with Cajun Company Band at 10 and Basin Street Band at 2. And Sunday, it's Gerard Delafosse. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and no bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in the Barrie. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Okay, back with head UL golf coach Theo Sliman. So we're talking about courses possibly becoming obsolete. You know, I do think there's still things that they can do to make the courses more difficult. You grow the rough. You do the different things to penalize. But I am seeing some courses lately. There are many courses on tour that the final number is meant to be near 20 under. But you also have your courses that the final score is meant to be 8 under, 10 under. And you're just not seeing that anymore. And I guess it's the greens. The greens are the last defense. Would you agree that
I would support
greens
that.
And rough.
I'd say my big thing from the professional level, and it's a hard money maker deal, is the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every sport has their own ball. Why would golf not have a ball for the PGA Tour? And if you're going to play the PGA Tour, then we're going to bring back the ball and have a ball that is limited with its flight and spins, and you know that you kind of have to get back to the old days of that shag bag you were hitting mm-hmm. on the back of number nine with tour bolatas that, you know, you thinned one and you just ruined the ball. It had a smiley face in it.
Ball hits a tree or a cart path and it's done.
But I'd say the greens, absolutely. You get, you know, the severity undulated greens can certainly add to the level of difficulty. But I don't know your thoughts. You know, you play a lot of golf. I think it would.
I'm with you there. I'm with you.
And maybe just from a professional level.
Yeah.
Not from an amateur standpoint.
Going back, so you get one of these big smiley faces on that
Bellotta ball.
That Bellotta.
Oh, yeah.
And as a kid, it was round with rubber bands, and you wanted to get to those rubber bands. I can remember with my teeth, you'd bite into the ball
and
rip the cover off of that Titleist. I mean, that's how soft the golf balls were.
It was.
And then, of course, relative to your grandfather – and my father, when they played, you know, I'm sure they were like, oh, how great those balls were relative to the ones that they played mm-hmm. with. So, no, just amazing. And technology, it's going to do nothing but get better.
Yeah.
So eventually something's going to have to happen.
I would think. You know, and I did a little experiment years ago, about 10 years ago. Craig had some old Bellotta balls in his storage closet. So we took a wooden Tony Pena driver with a dozen Pro V X's, and we took a dozen Tour Bellottas with the modern technology, and the distance of the Pro V with the wooden club out went further than the technology.
So it's more the ball than the club.
I would, yes, yep.
More
because even with the TaylorMade, you know, 460 cc head, that Tour Bellotta would kind of,
well, swing speed is swing speed. I mean, wouldn't you agree? I mean, club head speed is club head speed. Whether you're got that titanium in your hands, or whether you have that Tony Pena? Of course, it's still the ball's going to react differently. I'm not saying that there's no difference, but yeah, the ball is I get it. That really makes me think about it. And it's the swing speed that these guys create. I was just telling the story, so that I'm going to throw out this guy. He listens pretty often. I say he listens. I know he does listen from time to time. Corey Hassel, who's a former McNeese player, who is the longest hitter in our golf game, and he hit a drive the other day that literally just made me feel really inadequate, just made me feel really bad about myself. And he tried to make me feel better in saying, hey, coach, you got a lot of years on me. I'm sure when you were younger. I'm like, no, buddy. No, when I was younger. I hit it longer now than when I was younger. And you just hit a ball 110 yards past me. For anybody that knows number 14 – at Cane Row, I mean, he just, you know, he just blew a drive down there, got a 35, 30-yard shot in, you know, to the
30 green. Yards to number 14.
Which is just probably a little downwind.
Holy smokes.
You know, it's just ridiculous. Just completely ridiculous the way these guys can just whip it. On most of the holes, he hits a driving
iron. What did you have into 13?
Oh, I'm sure that day probably if I smoke a drive, I've got an 8-iron in. But typically, I've got more like a 6-iron or a 5-iron in, depending upon – because the thing about that hole is, of course, if you can carry it past those hills, you know, we call that a hill in South Louisiana. You know,
anything above 2 feet.
Yeah, anything above 2 feet's a hill. So if you can carry it past that, of course, it you know, the drive's going to go a lot further. But, Lord, it's just amazing to watch these youngsters and what they're doing. And how things are changing. And, of course, nobody's seeing that more than you do because you're recruiting these guys and you're seeing them. A lot of good young players in the area. I know Ascension Episcopal.
Yeah, they have a very good team.
Yeah.
Very, very good team. They're just getting in the heat of some matches. And we have one of their players is coming, signed with us in the fall, Eli Ortego.
Okay.
I'm sure you've heard that name. And Eli was, at the time of signing, number one kid in the state, but more importantly, from a national level, he was top 60. He was 61.
Wow.
In the nation.
Wow.
So he's going to be a difference maker for us. And once, you know, go back to the facility, Coach, he had five visits, as you remember. You know, a prospect could only have five official visits. They could take as many unofficial. But his five official visits were Lipscomb, which is a great golf program, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, LSU, and us.
Wow.
And I got goosebumps. Very proud to say that.
UL now, folks. We all know what Coach Napier's got going on. Coach Marlin's got going on. You know, Coach Diggs, through the women's sports, just so many great things going on right there in Lafayette.
I wanted to say that condo in Panama City did help, though. I'm just kidding.
Oh, hey, easy. Easy, Turbo.
What am I missing here?
Oh, no, he's talking about, like, some possible freebies on the side. Oh, just remember, you see that bluish-green? That's Tulane right there. Just understand, the whole time, you know, I've got my red and black, or red, white, and black. You've got yours on, okay? And this guy, just remember, he's a greenie at heart.
That's all right. That's all right.
We enjoy the jovialness here.
Tulane needs to bring back its men's golf program.
And I don't know why that, you know, the Thompson kid played there, and he didn't he win one of he's won a few PGA tournaments, if my memory serves me right. And he left. When the coach left, they disbanded the program. He left with the coach to Alabama.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, so we're going to talk a little pro golf. Really enjoying these past couple of weeks. The tour is really getting into overdrive right now. Of course, the Players' Championship, arguably, if you want to call it. I hate those little terms, fifth major and all. To me, there's four majors. Mm-hmm. There's always going to be four majors. Don't give me any crap about a fifth major. Okay, but the next best to the majors, arguably. I know the Memorial is gotten a lot of traction. You've got your World Golf events.
Yeah, your WGCs.
Yeah. Yep. But the other players, it's an iconic tournament. But Bay Hill, Arnold Palmer, it's definitely top 10, okay, of the tournaments that it's going to attract the best players. First, I'm going to talk about, is the glass half empty or half full? Jordan Spieth, four consecutive top 15s. Many of those has a real chance to get it done on Sunday. Hasn't gotten his mojo back yet, but that's good for golf.
I would say it is. You know, the youth, the young kids, they love him. When I'm talking youth, you know, the 10, 12, 14, 15-year-olds. And he's close. I truly feel he is close. Sunday has been his Achilles heel, his putter, which is uncharacteristic of him. But what I see happening, Coach, is once he's going to break back through and he's going to win sooner or later. I mean, the guy's too good not to win again. And I think this the trials that he's gone through and the maturity he has had since a young age. I mean, you remember when he was 19 years old, 16 years old, playing in a PGA Tour event, how mature Jordan Spieth has always been, grounded and always been very mature. I think once he breaks through here soon, you'll see him go back on a run like he was. I think that was back, 2016-ish? When did he have his big run? I think it was 16-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to see him get back where he's winning multiple majors. And, I mean, I remember one time it was the Grand Slam was a talk with
correct.
Him, you know.
Correct.
So I hope to see it. It's good for golf. Jordan Spieth is great for golf. It's just he's got a little hump to get over with that Sunday pressure for whatever reason has got him. But he keeps putting himself.
And he's done it. He can always fall back because he knows he's done it.
Yes.
But, again, golf, you know, golf is so much to do with confidence.
It's so much with confidence, and I take a quote from one of my players. He kept getting in contention, and we would try to talk about, you know, after the events, what's going on with the mind. Andrew Noto, great player from Luling, played professionally, retired from professional golf, is now in financial advising. But he said, Coach, you put yourself in contention time and time again. He says, sooner or later, we're going to luck up and win one. And he sure enough, he did. He won the David Toms up in Shreveport. But my point is, Jordan's going to keep putting himself in position. And sooner or later,
he's going to make some
putts. It's golf.
Some other guys are going to falter.
The rub of the green, per se. I mean, there is some luck involved. It's not like a football game. I would like to hear your thoughts. I've never coached football. I think there's more luck in golf than football.
Is that fair? Correct. Oh, no, absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
X's and O's, call the play at the right time, have the right.
Football's probably actually one of the least. Football's one of the few games that, especially when you go back to the high school level, Team A is going to beat Team B. It don't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, that changed my – when I got to Catholic High, that whole philosophy of every game is as important as the next one, I ditched that philosophy. Mm-hmm. We got pretty darn good And if we had, and I'm not going to name any names, if we had three teams coming up that I just knew, we couldn't lose to. Mm-hmm. We just couldn't. I was preparing for that fourth game. And you know what? My kids knew I was preparing for that fourth game. I didn't mind. They aren't stupid. I always say if you try to put the wool over their eyes, they're going to be like, oh, coach is full of it. And I come out and tell them, all right, guys, you know what we got coming up next 3 weeks? We've averaged beating these folks by 62 points over the last 6 years, all right? No, we got Ascension Episcopal week 9, and we got these three on the way. We're preparing for them. That's so atypical mm-hmm. of most other sports. Because you know what, in basketball, you get hot. Somebody just starts draining threes on you, okay? In baseball, just all of a sudden.
A hot bat, cold bat.
Or a pitcher. Mm. A pitcher gets on the mound, and all of a sudden, his curveball's just dropping like he's never had it before. That changes a game. But, football is different. It's a lot different.
You know, and so back to Jordan, I think he keeps putting himself. He's going to have his confidence is building. I promise you, what did Jordan finish this week? I know he shot like three over the final round maybe.
I think fourth or fifth.
Fourth or fifth. You're finishing fourth or fifth against the best of the world, even though you're a past major champion and – what he's gone through from a slump, his confidence is just building and building and building, and he's gonna win one soon.
And going back, we could talk about him forever. It goes back to the whole freakishness of Tiger Woods, the years he went and never missed a cut, and all those things, the consistency. Because that's one thing I think that's always going to be underappreciated about Tiger was not the fact of how many he won, but the fact that he just really never played that bad.
Right.
You know, until later in his career.
Yep. Never missed a cut, shot 80 once.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, a bad.
So many stats on him.
Again, going back to Jack, the most freakish Jack statistic is not 18 majors. It's how many times he came in second in the majors.
Yep.
And I don't know the number. I could, you know, I could Google it, but I'm just telling you, it's crazy how many times that guy came out second.
I want to say it's 16. That's a guess. But, maybe if we have any callers out there, call in and tell us.
Or text.
Text.
You know, speaking of texters, got to throw this one out there. The great George Sestia. So I'm talking to Jordan the other day, Coach Jordan, about Catholic High baseball, and George texted in. And threw it out there that he was absolutely the greatest golfer in the history of Catholic High. And you know what? I know it's an arguable point, but you know, you did when your dad and those guys were playing. I know when you were playing. I mean,
well, George and I were teammates.
Yeah,
yep. He was 2 years older, the big brother, and I was very fortunate to follow George to USL at the time. He was played there, and he had a big part of
it. And ended up being a heck of a golf coach at St. Louis.
Absolutely. You know, he can talk about being a great golfer in high school at Catholic High and all the great stuff. He shot 69 at bookend 69s. His very first tournament in college, he shot 69, and then his very last tournament round, shot 69. But his best, I would say, is his coaching skills.
Yeah. Oh, no. Did a fabulous job.
Yes,
and, of course, there's a lot of high schools that the coach is nothing more than a moderator. They just get in the purse to the games. But he actually coached.
He took it to another level.
Yes, he did. Yep. He did. You know, we're going to talk. We're gonna map out the golf course. Mm-hmm. How we're going to play this hole. I don't care what you say on this one. We're going to lay up here. We're going to do that. Mm-hmm. No doubt. Okay, so we're going to be back with one more segment. Finish up our golf talk. I'm interested in Theo's opinion on the Kentucky legislature recently, what they're doing about COVID, and we will be right back. Kane1240.com.
If you're suffering from a sports-related injury, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our highly trained and licensed team will work with your physician to provide a customized treatment plan to help you recover as soon as possible. Iberia Sports and Rehab is proud to partner with our local middle and high schools to keep their athletes healthy and in the game. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
It's a new year and new deals at Arsenal Ford. Right now, take $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Fusion.
$7,000 off!
Now that's a deal!
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest on the all-new Kane 107.5.
All right, we're back enjoying the heck out of this talk with head UL golf coach Theo Sliman. So before we get to the lighter side, because today I am unveiling, Turbo, my top 40 wrestlers of all time. And today's going to be number 40.
Oh, I see. We got to do one.
One at a time, baby. We're going to stretch this out. I'm talking. When we're going to get to the top 10, people are going to be talking about it. It's going to be out there. I'm talking about coast to coast. We're talking L.A. to Savannah. All right. We're talking Canada all the way down to Brownsville, Texas. They're going to be listening in.
Pretty wide scope. Okay, who's number 40, man?
I'm not there yet. Okay. I'm not there yet.
I'm terribly sorry. I'm jumping the gun.
That's okay. That's okay. We've got to tease it a little bit.
I understand. Did a good job.
Very recently, last week, the Kentucky legislature votes, the Senate, whatever, votes 36-0 to allow high school senior athletes, if they so choose, to have an extra year of eligibility in high school sports. Give them a fifth year of eligibility. Okay. I'm gonna tell you the positive of that. All right. I think it's very small. If you're a parent of that kid or if you're that kid, hey, you're excited about it. Okay? You feel like your kid got shafted because of COVID, which they did. They got a raw deal. Okay? But I'm not going to go any further than that. In my opinion, this is such bad legislation. It is knee-jerk. It's a knee-jerk decision. It's kicking the can down the road. It is going to have far more negative effects than positive. And talking to Theo during the break, he can expound on this because the same thing has happened in college. And maybe talk about that a little bit, about the ramifications, the ripple effect of allowing an extra. This year didn't count. It just didn't count. It was erased relative to eligibility in college sports.
Yeah, starting back, vividly remember March 13th. You know, we were getting ready to host the Louisiana Classics, and that's when it was a Thursday, and I start getting texts from other coaches, hey, looks like the season's canceling. We're not going to make it. It was a big shock and awe, but the NCAA shortly comes out the very following week or so and says, we're voting on this, but we're going to give all spring sports their year back. And it sounds nice and politically, I guess, correct, but what we don't see is from a business standpoint, you know, that we missed out on March Madness Well, that significantly cost between March Madness not happening a year ago, and bringing back your seniors for another year of eligibility in spring sports only, cost our university and the like, our athletic department, around $2 million.
Wow.
For what we missed out on the tournament, plus the extra scholarships, for example, us, we have 4.5 scholarships with the two seniors, Mike Agula and from New Iberia and Jack Tolson. You know, we honor their scholarship for their fifth year. That goes up to 5-point-something scholarships. You know, it's a, and then imagine
so they
what
do
it's
increase the scholarships. So the,
they give you for 1 year. For 1 year, they give you however many seniors you had last spring. You can bring all those seniors back plus your roster.
Okay.
From a scholarship standpoint, the NCAA increases you the ability to do it, but they don't financially supply it. You know, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
For them.
Yeah.
In a sense. So you talk about the, you know, the fundraising. And then on top of it, so now you have to go fundraise extra, but yet you're in a pandemic where we see the economy, where it's very limited in your fundraising efforts.
And of course, I'll throw out the example, the positive example, going back to high school. So Johnny Fireball didn't get to compete as much. In some states, probably not at all. I'm not sure in Kentucky. I'm pretty sure in Kentucky they competed.
I don't know, but maybe
not at the full level.
That was my question to y'all. Did Kentucky
and
play
so
football in the fall?
I thought so. But regardless, so he gets another opportunity. And you know what? For that kid personally, hey, I get the sentiment of his perspective and his parents' perspective. What about little Freddie, who's coming up, has been working his tail off? Dustin Guidry, I'll give an example. He's a quarterback for me in the 90s, early 2000s, late 90s. Played behind a young man by the name of Ryan Duyon for me. Ryan started as a freshman. Ryan Duyon went 40-10 for me as a starter over 4 years. Played 50 games, 10 playoff games over those 4 years. Went 40-10 as a starter. Dustin Guidry was a heck of a quarterback. But you know what? Unfortunately, he was a year younger than Ryan Duyon. You know, there's no red shirts. There's no nothing. All right? When you're an eighth grader, he's a freshman. Unless that guy gets hurt, you ain't playing.
Yep.
Unless it's mop-up time. And guess what? Ryan never got hurt. And all of a sudden, it's your senior year. It's your time to shine. And Ryan gets another year. Hey, Ryan, you can come back. And guess what? But, Dustin, you can't come back because you just can't keep making that a retroactive a thing
right.
going over and over. Somebody's going to get jacked.
I'd like your thoughts.
It's like a pyramid scheme. You follow? Some people are going to make it in a pyramid scheme, but somebody's going to left with no money.
You know, and not thinking down the road, and, you know, maybe it might work for the individual sports, tennis, golf. You know, maybe it could work for that. But I'd like you've been in it for 30 years. You know way better than any of us. So that senior that's a linebacker all of a sudden comes back. What is the transformation of a kid from senior in high school to freshman in college?
You know, yeah.
How much bigger, faster, meaner?
No doubt.
And all of a sudden, you know, he's got a full beard, and he's going against the sophomore. What from a safety standpoint?
No, there's no doubt.
Because, I mean,
there's no doubt about it.
I don't think Catholic High football could play against a Nichols. I mean, I think that's unfair.
Correct. There's no doubt.
From a physical standpoint. And so all of a sudden, that's what you're having on your –
And it's why the 19-year-old rule can't turn 19 before September 1st. It's set in stone. It's been that one that you just can't overturn.
But they're trying. Sounds like they're trying to here.
No, it's just like I said. It's just I don't know. I think it's just got a lot to do with nobody can get their feelings hurt anymore. Nobody, you know. It's just I don't know.
And I feel I do. I genuinely feel for the class of 2022. In the class, the late bloomers in 2021,
no doubt,
getting overlooked. I feel for them, you know. And there's a lot of good quality athletes that are panicking. But on the flip side, and I'm kind of from you mentioned Coach Robichaud about 30 minutes ago. I was very lucky to be around him a lot and had a great relationship with him. And like to say I'm cut from the same cloth. If you got overlooked, go to junior college.
Yeah,
make your hey, if you're good enough, you're gonna make it.
Hey, turn those lemons into lemonade.
Absolutely.
Just bottom line, figure it out. Okay, real quick, a few things that happened in history today. We talked about Babe Ruth and his signing. Well, we talked about in 27 what he signed for. Well, in 1930 on this day, 2 years for $160,000, 80 a year, the GM, Ed Barrow, said, no one will ever make Ruth money ever again. So, although I will say, 180 grand a year in 1930, you know, I don't know if we've got any mathematicians, any financiers out there, what that would equate to today, but that's a lot of money. Okay. 1967, the New Orleans Saints began selling season tickets. Little did Saints fans know how long they would toil before a winning team would come around. 1971, Joe Frazier beats Ali. Ali comes back from his hiatus with the whole Vietnam stuff. And happy birthday today to the great third baseman of the Boston Red Sox, Jim Rice. Okay. Was he a third baseman?
Outfield.
No, Schmidt. Mike Schmidt was a third baseman.
For the Phillies.
Okay. All right.
Jim Rice, outfielder.
Always got Turbo right here to correct me. To fact check me. We're about to get serious right now, Theo. Some serious stuff we're about to talk about right here. Actually, I'm over time already, so I'm going to make it quick. I have made a list of my top 40 wrestlers of all time. Now, I stress, this is mine. This is mine only. It's my show. So I get to pick it. Now, with that being said, this has to fall in my wheelhouse of when I was a wrestling fan, which basically is going to go from the early 70s to the mid 80s. So there's going to be guys out there that people are going to think that why isn't Stone Cold Steve Austin or why isn't Goldberg, Brock Lesnar, The Rock? I'm sorry, that's after my time. That's after my wrestling time. Okay? I'm more in the days of Killer Carl Cox and Junkyard Dog, the Samoans, Ernie the Big Cat Ladd, Cowboy Bill Watts, who, of course, all these guys will eventually be on my list. So what I'll do each day, I don't want to give away who my guy is. So on the, y'all know I tease the show. If you follow me on Facebook, I tease the show the day before. So I will put the gentleman's name on today's post as my number 40, and we'll move on. So I'll announce it that morning, and then that evening he'll be on that post along with my guest for the next day. And this is an old guy right here. This gentleman was born in 1937, died recently in 2017. Did a little acting, which a lot of former wrestlers eventually do. They get those acting roles probably. It's not a far reach. Actually did some teaching in his time. He was born William James Myers. But his wrestling name was none other than George the Animal Steel. For those of you out there that if you Google the guy, YouTube him if you're too young. His career spanned from 1967 to 1988. So this guy, his whole shtick was he was crazy. He would put a guy in a headlock and look into the camera and go, I'm not crazy. I'm not. He would look it up, would tear apart the turnbuckle with his teeth. Those of you, the turnbuckle is a padded area, of course, to where the ropes would come to a corner, and that's where the turnbuckle was. And they'd beat their heads on the turnbuckle. He would rip it apart, and the foam, he would spit out the foam with his teeth. Always had a green tongue, which you always wonder what that was. Well, they said he used mints to make his tongue green. My brother Joey would just pound on me in the backyard. And while he was doing it, he grabbed me by the ears and look in my face and go, I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy. So
looks like George Steele made shoulder hair cool.
he ended up being bald over time. I'm telling you, this was a menacing creature. The main reason he's on the list is from what my brother Joey used to do to me. I'm just telling you. So the way it went in my house, if my 6 year old older, if my 6 years older brother was picking on me, beating on me, slapping me around in the living room, my mother would simply start screaming for my mom. Mom! She would stick her head out of the kitchen and say, "Take him outside."
Yeah, she was on your side.
Oh yeah, Joey got to practice the figure four. We found out through experiment it actually works. The sleeper hold, which I will allude to later, Playboy Jimmy Garvin, he's in my top 40. Perfected the sleeper hold. It actually works. It actually works. You will put a man to sleep if you properly can administer the sleeper hold, which was actually the Mongolian stomper took the sleeper hold and turned it into what he called the Shinanumaki. But, you know, hey, like I say, Turbo, you and I were just full of useless information, right?
Pretty much.
So, look, I'm looking forward to talking about these top 40. So we've unveiled number 40. I've slowly started backing up. I've got my ones. And I tell you, my top 10 is not going to probably be the top 10 that some people would think it would be, because there were just certain people that I just can't forget that helped mold me in my childhood. With that being said, I'm gonna give you your God-given name, Theodore. You know, my God-given name is Andrew. I'm Andrew Brent. Theodore, what's your middle name?
Anthony.
Theodore Anthony. Okay, so we got two Anthonys in here right now. Wait, let's back up. How much was the 80,000?
1,200,000. Today's dollar.
Yeah, okay, so that was the 80. So the doubling it was 2.7 million, right? Yeah.
No, I had $180. This is the quick Catholic eye. I mean, such a great math.
There we go.
Right? High
yeah,
school?
Absolutely. Doc Voorhees?
Doc Voorhees. So I Googled and it said 180,000 in 1930 was equivalent to $2,700.
Okay. So you mean $180?
$180. Okay. Would be equivalent to today, $2,700.
So you moved your decimal.
Yeah, you just moved your decimal down, so we're looking at 2.7
million. But it was $80,000 a year he got.
Yes.
Oh, I did 180, not
yes,
80.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, 80.
Gotcha.
Okay,
I heard 180. 80
and it was $1,200,000.
There you go.
Okay, there
like
we go.
That.
There we go. Put our heads together. We figured it out.
And, you know, like Ruth, they asked Ruth, you know, he can more than a president. He said, I had a better year. That's Herbert Hoover.
So again, Theo, thank you.
Yes,
you're welcome here anytime.
Because what's cool
about it is, you know, you're in town. We can talk about anything. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be golf.
Absolutely.
You know, we can get here. We can talk. And I will. There will be a show coming up that if I can't get you here, we're going to talk Iberia Country Club. We're going to talk about Harry Borda. We're going to talk about Steve Smith.
I will come in for that. I would love it. Absolutely.
You know, we're going to talk about Pro Shop Daniel may help you.
Country Club Dan, you can help.
Leonard Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph. Shazbot. Nano.
And don't forget Gail.
Yeah, Gail. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
And Mr. Poitier.
Yeah, Harold. Yep. Harold. Filterless camels. Mm. The man smoked filterless camels.
So did my father.
Okay,
that would be fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
Today was fun, Coach. And I tell you, New Iberia needs to be proud of you. I'm very, very hearing a lot of great things on this show. So,
well, again, it's all about affirming and just and spreading what's great that's coming out of the Bayou area. And we got a lot to be thankful for, a lot to be proud of. Again, like I talked about the people coming on later this week, we've got the great George LaFrance coming on, going to talk a little arena ball and where he come from and what molded him to get where he is today, being very successful. Talked to Gary Joseph last week, who was just an iconic former player from the past. You know, eventually, you know, I got him lined up, folks. Don't worry. We got the Johnny Hectors. I haven't talked to Johnny yet, but, you know, I'm going to beg, borrow, steal to get him on the show. And just all of these icons from over the years. I've already had the great Michael Desimo and just so many people. So for me, for Turbo, for Theo, we're brought to you by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor, Schwing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports and Grittick LLC. Thank you so much, and we will be right back here tomorrow at 7:15 on Bayou Sports.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tesh.